Hey!
What's up, guys? Podcast coming straight from
Baruch in Clothing.
Today we're going to be talking about Mr. Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor!
And Mr. Khabib.
Your motherfucker!
Khabib na karastala
pura.
Man, this is going to be a crazy-ass fight. I mean, on a Saturday, I haven't been more excited for this for anything on a Saturday for a long time. We got football on Thursday, we got football on Sunday, we got football on Monday. But when it comes down to it, what's up for Saturdays?
Saturday?
I mean, yeah, college football, but man, whatever. Dude, do these guys have sex before fights? Like, or do they don't? Was there a pre-sex ritual?
Other?
That's what I want to find out.
Like,
that's
with
what,
each other.
You're disgusting. I want to talk about that with this show.
I'm going to come in your ass, you fucking dirty Russian.
So, let's figure that out. Do they have sex before fights? Is it a ritual? Do they not? What's crazy? I know. I think Floyd Mayweather does, right?
I don't know personally.
Did you see the size of Conor McGregor's dick?
His big old bone hard fucking dick.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
Come here, you little bald fucker. I'm going to fuck your asshole.
Fucking hung like a moose, that guy, right before the fight. It's kind of crazy, right, when I said that.
I bet you once he gets done with this, he just walks around fucking everything.
You
dudes, chicks, dogs.
You knew exactly where I was going with that. It's like,
everything.
Did you see Conor McGregor's big, you finished by saying, dick
big
right before
dick.
The...
Big old bone dick.
Mayweather.
Who the fuck don't know about? If you don't, you've been living underneath a fucking rock.
Oh my God. So we're going to talk about that.
That rock.
In the show today. Let's go ahead and roll that intro. Oh man, that was a crazy little effect at the end there, and I have no idea how we did that.
Pretty Ghost of the Machine.
That was pretty nuts. So, anyways, back to the topic. Do you think that they before we look it up or do whatever? Like, it makes sense to me to not have sex before a fight, right? To keep like your testosterone and shit. You know what I mean? Like, you want every ounce of energy that you can have, and don't you feel like you would be relaxed after
I
that?
I always have sex before their fights, and it does great things for me.
What?
Yeah, I'm all relaxed for the fight and ready to watch.
I didn't understand what your dumb mumbling ass was saying right there. Like,
fuck you.
I watch the fight or I have sex. I get it though. And it was actually a pretty funny joke. But no, honestly, like,
catch the fuck up, Mark.
Do you think that, like, what's your thoughts on it? Like, no bullshit.
I don't think it makes any difference at all. I don't know. I mean.
I
can see their
saying.
Point because, you know, obviously keeping more testosterone in your body helps the muscles and all that riffraff. But I don't know. I mean, all that pent-up stress, maybe you can work that off getting a little pound in before you go.
That's true.
Pounding another motherfucker.
I watched this thing on, I think it was like on ESPN or something like that, where they did a stamina thing to see if the guy would last longer on the treadmill
stanima?
Or something. Stamina. And he lasted longer on the treadmill after having sex, and then they did it the day after. And when he didn't have sex, like, he didn't last as long on the treadmill.
I'm more relaxed, you know? Like, got all that fucking... Just relaxes your muscles, allows them to work harder, I would imagine.
But there's
got to
be some sort of science on that.
Yeah.
Jordan, you should try to find something, like, on that. Like, maybe Google, like, sex before a fight, like scientific studies, and I can't wait to watch him read that back. Well, according to the sexy dust.
Where it says to click the button, did I click the button?
Science.
Do you know what my.
Just kidding, Jordan. But, anyways, so. Are you excited for this fight sideways, too? And you can chime in on that, too, Jordan. I know, like, honestly, this was like one of the things Jordan really wanted to talk about.
Holy shit.
Hey, check it out. Someone's calling. Yeah, that was kind of a funny interruption. Thanks, Jess, for calling me right in the middle of that door, you guys.
Yeah.
I put my phone on silent.
Okay. Put it in your butt.
So are you excited for the fight, man? I don't like UFC, to be honest with you, like, at all. But anytime Conor McGregor fights, it's just kind of like you just want to watch it.
Just
you know
want
I mean?
To touch it.
What do you think, though? Like, you know, what's your thoughts?
Thoughts about what? Oh, the fight.
God,
oh, yeah.
You are fucking
right.
Horrible.
Sorry, man. It took me a while to catch
up. God.
I think
where
be,
am I?
Well, I think it's... I don't know, man. I mean, I think everybody thinks this probably going to be handled very quickly by McGregor, but I don't think it is.
No one
thinks
that. Do you think that?
I don't think so. I think McGregor's going to be... I think McGregor is going to win.
Why?
But I think it's going to be a really good fight.
You know, yeah, you can never count Conor McGregor out, but, like, Khabib's never lost a fight ever. Yeah. And he's fucking just a fucking beast. But going back to the sex thing, that guy, with how religious he is, he ain't fucking before fights.
You bet he is. I bet he's getting that old fucking...
But he's like, he's got some crazy, like, I think Muslim or whatever. Isn't he waiting for his 72 virgins or some shit?
Isn't he Russian?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if he's that Russian Muslim, maybe?
So I know he doesn't drink because Conor McGregor tried to give him that fucking whiskey, like, over and over and over again. But so what did you find out? Did you find out some stuff, Jordan? Jordan shot me a look.
Jordan, you fuck.
Nope, nothing yet?
Oh, good job.
Sex the night before a competition does not limit the performance. Tommy Boone, PhD, member of American Society Express.
What website? What website is this, by
Nailed
the way?
It. For
the
I just found this on Google.
Duh, but like go to the top. Oh. This is our sound tech, guys, by the way. This is the guy that gives us all the information. So
Runtastic.com.
What is it?
Runtastic.com.
Runtastic?
Runtastic.
Okay, and then Runtastic.com is telling us that it doesn't matter, right?
You can fuck all day.
Says it doesn't, and then it also says sex 2 hours before exercise can have a negative impact on your performance.
Okay, so you can have sex, but, like, make sure it's, like, not right before, right after.
Yeah, like, the night before, go ahead, but, like, if you're 2 hours from your fight, don't have sex.
Then don't do it. Does that make sense to you?
Don't, like, fuck on the way to the ring.
Right. All right.
It's bad.
Eric, Jordan, if you guys had fights next week, would you have sex the night before?
Yep.
You would?
100%.
Yeah.
You would? God, I don't know. I think I'm a superstitious person, though. And I know, so I was reading about Floyd Mayweather. It says professional boxers are known for abstaining from sex in the days, weeks, and even months leading up to the big fights because many of them feel as though it, like, zaps their energy. So this was on Complex.com. And the header for this one is Conor McGregor says he has as much sex as possible before UFC fights and takes more shots at Floyd Mayweather. So, like, Conor's saying he's open and he's banging, and then Floyd's kind of like, nah, but I feel like that's like an old school boxer thing, right? It's got to be one of those things where it's like, nah, I'm not really going to do it because my dad didn't and my grandpa didn't. But
I don't think it's – personally, I think you can – if you want it, if you're down to bone, you're down to bone no matter what it is.
And when it comes down to it, too, I mean, like, guys just want to have sex, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to get your dick wet.
Yeah. So I think at the end we should give our predictions, right?
Yes.
All right. And then
that's correct.
And then if you guys want to listen to the end of the show, whoever hears our predictions and comments down below what our predictions are, along with your predictions, we will send you... How much money you got left on that Five Guys Burgers and Fries card?
I think like $5.
He's probably got more than that. He's fucking lying. He's fat. He wants to keep that food for himself. He's like, all right, there's like $28 and I need lunch tomorrow. Mark, there's $5. Whatever's left on it, Jordan and I will go to the mail office. We'll put it in a little, like, what do you mail? Mail envelopes. And then we'll have like $5.
Mail this fucking crate with a gift card in it.
A Five Guys Burgers and Fries gift card.
For 37
Jordan's
cents.
Not happy right now. He's like, why are you giving up my fucking...
Bitch, that's my lunch money, man.
That's my burger, bro.
That's my burgers,
like, hopefully
man.
He'll forget, or hopefully no one comments.
God damn it.
Oh, man. So, transition time. What were you talking about earlier, Eric? You were talking about
movies.
Something favorite. What about
like
a movie?
We're what's a... I don't suppose anybody really got a favorite of all time, but like... What's a movie you've watched?
You gotta
like a million billion times and never get tired of it.
Yeah, like into adulthood too. Like what I could watch now too.
Yeah.
Because God, there's a lot of stupid movies when you were a kid. Like when you said movies right away. Do you remember the movie Munchies? With like that little rat that looked like he was the Little Caesars rat. It was the movie Munchies. He'd eat pizza and stuff, and like Dom DeLuise was in the movie and shit.
Never saw it.
Yeah, it was like a B-list movie, and I fucking loved it. But no, I like...
Sometimes they can be really good, though.
Mm-hmm. That's like another podcast right there, fucking B-list movies. But no, honestly, I'd have to say the Adam Sandler movies.
Sandler's are always solid.
I could watch me some fucking Forrest Gump, like, whenever it's on TV or whatever. You know, you find yourself in that four-hour, like, day when you're laying on the couch watching Forrest Gump.
Tom Hanks, big fan, big fan.
The movie Big was good. I could probably watch that.
Fuck, that's a good movie.
Boogie Nights with Mark Wahlberg. I could watch that over and over and over again.
Boogie Nights.
And then, God, Wayne's World.
Yeah.
I mean, these are just cult classics, though. You know what I mean? Like, growing up, there's like, that's kind of like, what's your favorite song? Like, you know, like, you just keep going. But it's not like how it used to be, man. I remember fucking grabbing a VCR tape, you know what I mean? And then sitting down and fucking putting that VCR tape in and then watching it and then getting pissed off because, like, my sister didn't, like, rewind it. And so then, like, remember rewinding tapes?
Oh, yeah, dude, I get the weirdest fucking looks from my kid when I tell him, hey, I predate the VCR.
What's a VCR?
And he looks at me, that's a fucking, what's a VCR? What the fuck is that? Yeah, rewinding shit. I remember when DVDs came out and I was like, so do I gotta rewind this motherfucker? What do I gotta do here? So what's the fucking game here, people?
Isn't that mind-blowing, too? Like, how many years back did the DVD come out? Jordan, stat fact. But I guess on that, Eric, how many years do you think that was? Like 90... I'm gonna say 1997.
I'm gonna go with 95.
95, because it was in like I want to know when fucking DVDs came out though, not the in between bullshit that doesn't count, like laser discs and blah blah blah. You know,
laser discs were fuck that shit. It was a big shiny record. Goddamn it, that's what it was. The fuck, I had a little chick that lived across the street from me. Your motherfucking mom had a laser disc player. I went over to her house, like, fuck, you guys got a lot of records. And she's like, those are movies. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Give me the. I looked at that shit. I pulled that shit out of the thing. I'm like, oh, this is crazy as hell. I got to watch something. Shit. First movie I ever saw on laser disc was Phantasm.
Oh, my God. Oh, no shit. That's the only movie I've seen on Laserdisc.
Really?
That's crazy.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God. Oh, my God. I remember that thing. The big, weird disc, like, looked like a platinum record and shit.
Right. You pulled it out and you could blind a motherfucker. You could call in ships.
Like, my
motherfucker.
My mom was always like,
we're over here.
My mom made it very clear growing up that we would never own one of those because it was like, they're so fucking expensive. Wasn't one Laserdisc like $100 fucking?
Oh, something like that. And these motherfuckers had like 20 of them. And they weren't even like balling. They lived in like a. I mean, even back in the day, it's like they probably didn't live in a $7,500 or $75,000 house. I mean, it was pretty fucking cheap. But yeah, they had these damn things, and I pulled it out. I'm like, what the fuck do you use these for?
That's fucking
crazy. You signaling traffic up in this bitch, or what do you got going on here? And then another fucking thing that tripped me out is, any of you remember Betamax?
No. See, like, that's where, because you're what? You're 50.
Shut up.
No,
43.
You're 43, so you're exactly 12 years older than me. So, like, that's the one thing, like, I think, because I was born in 86, and my mom had beta tapes, but then, like, what's weird is, like, we always kept everything. Like, my mom even still has movies and a VCR that we had back in the day. But, like, we don't have any Betamaxes around. Like, why? Did you guys have those, or did people just toss them?
I think most of them kind of went to the wayside because it was just, regular VHS tapes could hold more content and better quality and shit like that, easier to mass produce. And Betamax just went by the wayside real quick. I mean,
did the tapes break, or what was it about? Because they're basically like
the quality
VCR
was
tapes.
The quality was worse. It wasn't easy to mass produce. A lot of those things kind of stood in its way, and then you know the advent of.
Because, like, do you guys have, or did your mom, like, have any betas laying around?
I remember when we got our first VCR, how old was I? I was 10 years old.
Came in a big-ass box.
Yeah, and we got it at fucking Target, because I remember they were having a sale. We got it for $90.
Oh, shit.
$90. You can buy a fucking smart Blu-ray player for $47.99 on fucking
You can
Amazon.
Buy a fucking 27-inch TV with a DVD player inserted in the bitch for $90.
Right?
You know what I mean?
It's just weird how shit like that is like that. Like, the first DVD player was like $500.
Remember when plasterine those flax screens first came out, they were like all of them were over two grand.
Plasmas, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's I got a plasma, that LG right there. Yeah. And they last forever. They're not supposed to. They're supposed to only last like for so long. But if you get a good brand name like that LG I have, that plasma, it gets hotter than fuck. It's probably gonna light my house on fire at some point. But like, I'm not fucking kidding, dude. The fucking like the fucking TV is like in perfect shape. It's so weird. All right, DVDs though. When was the DVD? What was your year? When was it invested?
95.
You said 95? I'm thinking 97.
The first DVD player was made in 99.
19? We're both off.
Damn.
That kind of makes sense, man, if you think about it. 1999.
And they cost $700 to $1,200.
Oh, my God!
Jesus Christ. See, that's what I'm saying. God. It's fucking crazy money.
That's nuts.
For a DVD. Fuck, I got a DVD player the other day at fucking Savers for $13.
And now if you're buying a DVD player, you probably almost felt like you overpaid,
you
too.
You can fucking... You want to know the weird shit about this is that I tried to find, like, a regular, run-of-the-mill, just regular guy Blu-ray player. You know, nothing fancy. Didn't need a smart one. Didn't need anything. $95.
Are you serious?
But then you go to, you find a fucking...
95 fucking... Was it a Blu-ray player, though?
Just a Blu-ray player. Okay, but then the smart Blu-ray player with all the fucking bells and whistles and all that bullshit, $50.
What was it, like Takasano da Hatsu?
No, it was like a fucking Toshiba or something like that.
Oh, that's crazy. Isn't that weird? So, like, what is it about it? Like, no, this Blu-ray player, like, specializes in colors and, like, it's awesome, man. Or you can get the same Blu-ray player and Netflix, Hulu, all the smart shit for $100
Because that's
less.
What everybody wants now. Everybody,
oh,
I
fuck
have,
yeah. I would I never have, buy a Blu-ray player without it being a smart Blu-ray player. Why would you?
But the fucked up thing about it is that I have four smart devices connected to one fucking smart TV. It's fucking smarter than eating a fucking graduated college already. The son of a bitch has a PhD. All right?
That is
fuck.
Hilarious.
How smart does my TV need to be?
No, I have not thought about it like that, because literally I have DirecTV, which is so stupid to pay for, but I have the NFL ticket, like I have to have it. And then I have my, what's that box that we have? NVIDIA Shield.
Oh, your NVIDIA Shield.
NVIDIA Shield, right. And then fucking like in my bedroom, it's like I have a Blu-ray player that's also a smart TV, so I used to always stream my Netflix through it. And then I have the DirecTV on there too. And then my Xbox that's like in my bedroom, like it's a smart thing too, so it streams. Like, dude, what's the point? Like, I mean, like,
all
it's
that
awesome.
Bullshit can get you the same fucking place. Hey, bitch, it's like having 18 fucking ways to get to the same fucking place.
That's what it is, man, because literally I could take out, like, two things in my room and still have everything I had in my room. Like, you know what I mean? But I have, like, four things hooked up.
It's like I have a smart TV. I have a smart TV. I have a fucking Wii. I have a Android box.
It's ridiculous.
And all that bullshit, each one of those friggin' items... Has the capabilities to be able to get Netflix on there, Hulu, right. All that bullshit. And it's like, how much fucking more do I need shit to... And then my kid's got the freaking Xbox over there, and he fucking burns up the YouTube. There's another goddamn one.
Oh, man. And I look at my fucking checking account sometimes, and I'm like, why do I have, like... I have HBO Go. I have YouTube fucking Red Premium. I have fucking Sling TV. And I have DirecTV. And I pay for fucking Red Zone on Sling TV, which is so stupid because I have the NFL ticket. So I really need to cancel that addition that I added on it because it's another. But it's like $5 a month. So like I forget. And then like I have Sling TV too because I really love it. But
is it
like
mobile?
Sling TV?
The Red Zone. Can you get it?
Yeah, I can. I actually have the NFL ticket on my cell phone, dude. So, like, I already have the Red Zone on it.
So you don't need it.
I don't need it at all. No, like when with my NFL ticket. I have the Red Zone, like, on my cell phone. You know what I mean? And I could watch it anywhere and any game. It's fucking dope as hell. So why am I paying for it twice, though? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's really stupid. But, yeah, no, I don't. It's crazy. So, like, how we transitioned from movies into that kind of blows my fucking mind. But it's hilarious because, if like, VHS tapes still, don't you kind of miss it? Remember those big Disney fucking cases?
Not at all.
You don't miss it?
Fuck no. I hated them. And the worst part about it is I was on the transcendence of VHS out of the world and DVD and Blu-ray into the world. I was a store director at a Hollywood Video here in town.
Oh,
I
shit.
Fucking hate VHS tapes. Do you know how many damn DVDs I can fit in a slot where a VHS tape goes? Four. Four.
So, yeah, so you did it on a different, like, spectrum of, like, literally... you fucking like.
And they gave you gave you a friggin' packing crate for a damn tape. I'm like, fuck, just put it in a little plastic. No, fuck all that. Disney was really bad on that. It's like, fuck all you guys. Nope, we're putting this son of a bitch in a big plastic goddamn crate around the thing, like the son of a bitch is made out of diamonds and jewels and shit. Like your dick is in there.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious. And so, but like, when I see somebody buying a DVD nowadays, though, I look at them and I'm like, do you just want to, like, just go to a casino or throw your money away at me? Like, what the fuck's your... What are you buying that DVD for? What the fuck? Why would anyone ever buy a DVD anymore when you could just go on Netflix, watch it whenever the fuck you want, or go on Amazon Prime? Because if you ever ordered anything on Amazon, guess what? You have Amazon Prime. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then, like, what? Like, just, like, for storage space? Because, like, I remember what that was like back in the day when, like, you, like, were kind of balling if you had that big rack of DVDs right by your TV.
Oh, yeah.
You were probably one of those dudes, weren't you? You have a big old rack, oh, tons of movies.
I can't lie. I still do.
Fuck yeah.
I have over 1,500 movies still.
Think about that. Everybody always talks about, like, oh, people waste money, blah, 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 this and that. But it's like, go to somebody's house and he's like has two big racks of DVDs. Now, let's just say they were $5 even, but you know some of those movies were $20.
Oh, yeah.
You're looking at like 5 G's.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just easy money, though. You know what I mean? It's like $5, $10 here, $5, $10 there. So sometimes I just throw like $5, $10 like in a jar. And like, you know, and I'll come back like 2 months later. I'm like,
I could have bought a movie.
I have like $400 in here. But it's just crazy how we spend money, right? It's like a mystery box, but the mystery box could be a boat. I really want a boat. Yeah, let's just take the mystery
box. I should
box.
Buy a boat. But no, fuck. I'm dead serious. So I still have, dude. Like, if you go into my house and you go into my living room area, there's a big chest out to the side that's full. Most of that's our Blu-ray section, and then we have DVDs in there.
Maybe buying a Blu-ray, maybe, but still, you can stream at fucking 1080p, 4K, and all that shit.
And I think to myself, you know, oh fuck, these are never gonna be worth shit.
No, fuck,
they're never
no.
gonna be worth a fucking dime.
Because you would think a VCR tape would be worth something, dude, and it goes fuck down no. in value, dude. It's just junk now.
You can get like a fucking. And I remember the one thing I remember too about VHS tapes was when like a real important movie. Fuck, that was the thing too. Is that when a movie hit the big screen, it'd be a year
before it came out.
Before
on
you'd see it on VHS.
Remember and saying the words, oh, "I can't wait for that to come out on video so I can buy it."
Right?
Yeah.
And then and then coming out now, shit, Christ, the thing barely gets out of the theaters, and the son of a bitch is already for sale on Blu-ray. Fuck. Holy shit. No, it's like it's right here. Motherfucker, I'm watching a movie in a theater, and you got that sumbitch. Fuck, I could have spent my $20 on that.
No shit.
And I remember specifically when Dances with Wolves came out on VHS.
Wow, you are old as fuck.
Fuck you. But I remember that, and just take a wild guess at how much the VHS copy version of Dances with Wolves was on first production.
I want to say $50.
Keep going.
Shut up.
Straight serious.
$150.
Not quite.
$75.
$100.
What? For what? Did
$100.
It come with like? Did it come with like? I remember some of those movies would come with two VHSs.
No, it's one damn tape for $100.
Why did it come in like some special box?
Well, because
did you get like some Navajo hair in this fucking thing or what?
Fuck, you guys got blessed with positive spirits.
Did it come
and
with
shit?
A fucking arrowhead?
They danced around it and shit like that, and did a rain dance and all that.
Well, what was it?
I have no idea, but it was $100. I remember seeing that. I looked at my mom. I'm like, because I probably was about. Oh God, I don't even remember. Probably
27.
15. Shut the fuck up. Like maybe, God, maybe 13, 12 or 13. Anyways, and I remember looking at my mom and I'm like,
we will never buy that, right, Mom?
$100.
Right. Was she like blown away too?
Oh
like,
yeah,
what?
Her jaw hit the floor. $100. Fuck you for a movie. Man, now you can get shit now. What is a brand new movie called? You might spend if you get like the platinum.
$25, $30
blow
bucks,
job
yeah.
edition.
Right.
It's like fucking $30.
$30
maybe.
Bucks. Probably.
Unless it's like a big ass movie like Star Wars or some shit.
Right.
Like that.
When you have to get then you get like three discs and blah blah.
And shit like that.
The
yeah.
only thing that
Which
I kinda
cool.
I miss about that and I really miss about video stores too is like, and I know it's stupid, like you can still sit with your girl on the couch and scroll through Netflix. But like back in the day, all you can do anyway, especially where like we live in the Midwest, is you go out to eat. I'm talking about with like your significant.
Oh, yeah.
Go out to eat. you go get drunk, you lay down, have sex or whatever. Like, but there's like, there's nothing to do is what I'm getting at. So like back when there was video stores, that was an additional 45 minutes of something to do after you ate, because you would go eat and be like, all right, hey babe, let's go rent a movie. You know what
I
mean?
That was most people's workout.
Yeah. Like, okay.
You're robbing people of your workout. God damn it.
That's such a good point, actually, if you think about it, because now people just.
At 45 minute walk around the store, they can digest their food a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. And now, except they're just rolling home, getting ice cream on the way, laying down, and just.
Fuck, they're not even rolling. They're ordering. Yeah. Bring me pizza.
Put it in
my mouth.
And
a Diet Coke.
And they're fucking just literally hitting a button and just going, eh. And like their toggle switching up and down, and that's it. And then they click a button, like movie on. Like that's it.
There's
like before, we used to have to like
you
sit
could order pizza online.
Well, but think about it. Remember, we'd go to the store. We would walk through the aisles.
Oh, it was a big fucking deal.
Yeah, we would pick out a movie.
You'd
we
bring
would talk
friends
about
and shit.
It. We would and then you would turn the movie on the back and read the fucking description and like look at the pictures and like decide. You know what I mean? Like
it was like Christmas.
Well, but
you got a
saying,
friend
like,
over, you're probably going to get pizza.
And if you had a friend, yeah, exactly. Now, yeah, if you have a friend over that night, it's like, okay, we'll go to the movie store. And like, and then sometimes if your mom really felt saucy, they'd rent you a video game. Remember the video games were like $15 rentals and
that
shit?
That was like if you got straight A's and shit.
Because they're expensive. Remember how much
it's
it
like
was?
$15 for
and then
one
if,
game.
God forbid
and
you turn
to sign
that
over
thing.
Half your life. We'll need a kidney to hold, just to hold.
God forbid
keep it.
You turn that thing in 2 days late, too, because you basically bought that fucking game.
Oh yeah,
and you have to give.
I
it
remember
back.
Keeping a couple of movies and shit like that.
Yeah,
like my mom was like, "Fuck, I just paid $15 for this shit," and it's like, "We're keeping this."
Oh yeah, hell yeah, that's all you do. You just keep it, and that that's crazy. But like going back to the date thing, man, that was something you could do. And then like even if you get in a fight with your girl, or you get caught lying to your girl or something like that, you could go to the movie store, and like just like, okay, babe, we had a nice dinner. Now let's pick a movie, The Notebook, cool, whatever, and we'll fucking grab it. And then you go home and you watch it. But like. Yeah, it like made up for shit. Man.
Oh yeah, because it gave you something to talk about.
Yeah,
it was a great icebreaker. Now it's like
exactly.
Fuck you. Now you sit on the couch with your fat ass bowl of popcorn and look at your significant other like, fuck, you want to watch? And you're sitting there like cruising through Netflix for 75 minutes while they're staring at their phone, not giving a shit.
Exactly. And now like
a fuck about what you're talking about, bitch. Just turn something on.
Just oh yeah, I know. Just put something on.
Just put something on in the back. I don't want to watch that.
Jordan told me the fucking funniest story about, like, talking about couples now. So, like, God, what was it, Jordan? Like, about a month ago? So, like, I'm going to tell you, like, just, like, what happened, and then he'll tell you how, what, like, happened. I had a day off of work. He came over instead of going to work, just told his girl that he was going to go to work, but instead he just came to my house and we went golfing. We just hung out.
That's awesome.
And then but just recently,
never
I guess,
a waste of time.
His girl found out, and like, how did you? All right, so you like, it's more funny when like you just bluntly honest as shit with her, weren't you?
Yep.
What happened?
She confronted me about it and was like, "So I heard you stayed at Mark's all day, and
did you try denying it?
No, I was like, obviously, you know, because." Somehow I got back to you.
So you just did, like, you're just not giving a fuck at this point? Like, I'm just throw it out there?
Yeah, I'm just honest with her at this point. Like, if she's going to be mad at me, it's going to happen.
Get over
if
it.
If I
right?
lie, it's going to be worse.
Right. Okay, so go on.
So the night before, I even told her. I was like, yeah, the night before I ran out to my truck, I threw a nice set of shorts, a nice golf shirt, some shoes in there, and...
what did you tell her you were doing?
I just told her I had to run a bag out to my truck.
I'm going to be a pimp.
So, okay. And then what did she say to that?
Checking my hose.
Okay. Like, she didn't really care.
Oh, okay. No. I'm like, when you told her what you were really doing, like, you know.
Oh, she, I don't know. She seemed mad, like, when she was confronting me. But, like, as I told her the truth, like, she was calm.
You figured it out.
Right.
That's what it is. If you be honest with them, because they're looking for a fight.
So what she asked you, what'd you guys do? How long were you there? What was going
How
on?
Were you there?
Well, she's like, so what did you do all day? I was like, well, we knew we were having these days. Like, Martin knew he had the day.
You were out fucking underage girls, so, weren't you? Weren't you?
So I pulled my truck around.
Let me feel your nuts.
We lived at these garages, or we lived at this apartment, and the garages were on the other side. So I pulled around to where my buddy usually parks at by the garages.
So you left your house, went into your truck, and went back to sleep?
Yeah, I went to sleep in the truck for a little bit.
Did you enjoy that? Were you looking forward to it? Like, fuck yeah, I get to leave the house and go sleep in the truck.
Sweet, dude, I get to sit in an uncomfortable position and have a big crink in my neck in about 2 hours. Awesome.
The reason why he did that is because he didn't want to get here when Jessica, because Jessica leaves for work at like 7 in the morning, so he didn't want to get here before she left for work because she would have told Rachel. You know what I mean? So, like, he just goes to sleep in his truck. And then as soon as Jessica leaves, he shows up over here. Oh, fucking A. So you're telling her the story.
And she just kind of looked a little puzzled at first.
when you told her you were golfing, what'd you guys do?
She was like, so what'd you do all day? I was like, well, to start out the day, we went to the driving range for a little bit. And then we went back town. We ate some pizza, had some beers. Then we went out to the golf course around 1 and
got a ton of blowings from Chicano hookers.
Then we were at the golf course all day. She's like, "That's so what you they're just calling the golf course all now. Day." I was like, "Yep, me and Mark and Dylan, we all went golfing all day."
The golf course.
We just got drunk and golfed, and then I played it off. So around 3:30, I told him I had to leave. I jumped in the golf cart and went back to my truck.
So you told her you golfed, and then you got back in the car, and like you're just telling her this, and she's just sitting and listening.
Yeah, she was just listening to the whole story. I told her about how I brought my clothes, and then I changed in my truck at the golf course into my work clothes.
Oh yeah, because you went home after that.
Yeah, I went and met her, so because I had to watch the baby.
Right.
So I had to look like I was at work.
And then after all that, was she just like, "Oh, well, that's nice."
Like, I'm not as mad as I was.
Like, because the story, because when you really break it down, it was fucking kind of retarded. I mean, like, because it wasn't anything bad. You just took a personal day and went fucking golfing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, every guy does it.
And it sounds really fucked up, though, to a girl when it sounds like, because I mean, I can understand how it sounds fucked up. Like, yeah, I mean, I brought extra clothes and I, lied to you about going to work, and I came home in fake work clothes. And we, like, I can understand where a mind can just wander, but like in all reality, it was so innocent. Like it was like two kids hanging out. Like, we had pizza and we watched TV, and then we went golfing, and it was just the greatest day. Like, you
we
know,
played, we got ice cream,
we played fucking hooky. It was just like straight up skipping a day of school. You know what I mean?
I wish I could do that shit.
I mean, you can. But it's just like, because like at your job, you get tons of vacation hours, dude, like tons of them. And I know they go quick and shit like that. But like, honestly, what do you use them at all for you? Like for you, you know what I mean? Just like Eric, like
every once in a while, I will. Like I'll just take a mental health day. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, as far as that goes, do you like make sure the boy's at school, woman goes off to does her job, and then you just like. What is like, because like for me, it's really, really fucking important to be like, I just got up today, I fucking showered, and I sat and I just watched Netflix and I didn't think about anything and I just fucking lived. To me, that's living. That sounds weird, right?
I would get shot in the ass if I did some shit like that.
So what do you mean then by you saying, yeah, I took a U day? Like, what do you consider that? Like, I got up and I did all the laundry. Like, you
right,
know,
it's exactly. Dusted the whole fucking house and vacuumed. That does my day. Fuck all that. That's all
right, Jess. Make sure when you listen to this, we can go ahead and touch base on this again about how Eric can never takes a personal day. He never can just relax, as you would kill him. Proceed.
Well, that's exactly what it'd be. As I'd be dead.
I just didn't back down at all. You're like, yeah, that's pretty much right, Mark. That's what happened.
Oh yeah, I'd walk in the house and I'd get this look. Fuck did you do today?
Now, is it more about pissed that you didn't do anything that day, or is she more jealous because she did shit all day and couldn't do what you were doing?
I think it's a little bit of both, honestly.
Both, right? Okay. So when was the last time, or just run me through a day when you take an unplanned day when you just don't want to fucking do shit. Like, what do you do that day? Be honest. Like, you know,
I drag my asses. I am like a fucking toddler. Good. I sit the fuck on the ground and I slam, stomp my feet and fucking, I don't know what, why did this motherfucker over here get to do this thing and I don't get to do it? Fuck, I'm
so do you sit there,
baby.
You go through like Facebook and be like, my buddy's on vacation, why can't I go type deal, right? Or what
and
do you
I
do?
Just, I get to that point, it's like, I piss her off until she's like, fine, do whatever the fuck you want. And it's like, most of the time, if you've been in a relationship for like 10 minutes, That's a fucking warning.
Oh yeah.
You better not fucking do it. When you've been in a relationship for 13 years, that's a bitch telling you to get the fuck out of the house for a while.
Then she's like, then it's the truth.
Get the fuck out. And when she says get the fuck out, she's not playing with you anymore.
Right, exactly.
After you hit that 10-year mark, all that bullshit goes out the window.
What'd you do? Okay, so what about on your your last sick day or whatever, when you kind of felt sick, but you weren't that sick? What'd you do, like, the whole day? Do you chill in bed, watch Netflix all day? Like, I want to know the last, like, your guys' leisure. Like, I'm into
that. I can't lay in bed and watch TV, but I'll fucking lounge on the couch like some fucking,
right,
like they say in that commercial, fucking deep couch sitting, bro.
I'll
dig. That's my favorite, and honest to God, that's my favorite thing to do, is to fucking sit at home, get in the right mindset.
Right.
And
bills
fucking,
are paid. Like, bills are paid.
Bills are paid. It's, I don't give a fuck what kind of weather's outside, because I ain't going out
you're
there
inside.
Any damn ways.
And you know what? I love, just to add to that, keep going. But, like, I love it when it's cloudy and cold out and it's overcast, because
fuck
you look
yeah.
outside and you're
you
like,
walk around naked in the house, just standing in front of the window like you're pissing off Mother Nature. Like, bitch, I got no clothes on.
You took that way different direction.
I'm all about it. I know, it's like, fuck you, it's cold out there, and then your fucking heat shuts off.
Well, for me, it's like you look outside and you're like, you know what? Nobody wants to be out in that shit anyways. You know what I mean? So you're
just look outside and like, nope.
So, okay, so then your last day, when, like, so what about your last U day? No kids there.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? Or, like, not, and like, she, not that she was gone, like, literally, like, let's say this is a Wednesday and you were supposed to be working. Like, when was like, your last U day?
I don't remember.
You need to have those.
Most of the time, it's like, last time I had, like, a relaxed day was probably a couple months ago when my mom took Caden go visit her sister, and Jess and I just fucking vegetated all day.
That's the best.
Watched like 800 movies on Netflix and just
hung out. And you guys like ate chips and did whatever. Like, that's my favorite shit, dude.
Yeah, just fucking sat there and just, that was it.
That's what me and Jess do too. We'll eat like some shitty ice cream or like some fucking just whatever. And like, now Mondays and Tuesdays have become like our days, just to like we've blocked those off as those are our afternoons and evenings. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. And like, that's what we've been doing lately. It's just like kind of just sitting there, not looking at our cell phones, just watching TV. I'm rewatching Shameless for her. And she just started watching Shameless. That show is fucking amazing.
Never seen it.
What?
How the fuck? You need a U day, man.
So I will call.
I'm just waiting
sick
for Game of Thrones to come back on. Although I do have a fucking update that I got from Netflix that makes me very excited. The second part of Making a Murderer is coming out on October 16th.
Yes.
God damn it. I'm so fucking excited for that.
When does your wife work next?
All the time.
Right. Okay, so well, that's the whole thing. So when she's gone, right, what you're going to say is just like, take a U day.
You calling sick? I'll call in sick. I'll sleep in my truck for a little bit until you're
and then we'll go over to Mark's and go golfing.
No, we'll go watch Shameless all fucking day.
Watch Shameless, dude. And that's the whole
I
want
to see that, and I was so happy when I got to watch Creed the first time. Kind of going on to movies, you know, turning back to movies like fucking Creed, I thought was amazing. And Creed 2, Jordan showed me that fucking trailer.
Oh, man.
I don't care. I am a straight heterosexual man. I would make right out with Michael B. Jordan. No two ways. Love Black Panther. Love the first Creed. Fuck, he's such a good actor.
Oh, big time, dude. Yeah, he's the man.
God, he's a good actor.
He's a good actor. He's got nice juicy lips, too, right?
Big old juicy lips.
Ooh, sexy.
Pectoral muscles.
All right.
You guys are taking this too far.
Hey, fuck all that.
So, hit on Conor McGregor. We hit on Khabib Sabalakalakushlikuluk. I can't pronounce the last name. I do not mean any disrespect by that. I just don't
sandwich
know. We talked about VCR, DVDs.
We'll just call him Bob from now on.
And then fucking heard about Jordan's story, how when you just tell the truth, kids, they might not be as pissed as you think. Quit trying to make up stories, guys.
Except for when it's the cops.
Let's get it out
there.
Don't
talk. Let's get into the favorite part of the show.
If it's the kids, if it's the cop, tell them you're not going to talk until you have a lawyer. What's the favorite part of the show?
It's a football, motherfucker.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to
talk about some football, goddamn.
I don't know. What else do you want to talk about? I mean, like, as far as it goes,
what about
it's been Monday
tonight?
I don't know. I never watched too much of it. It's so obvious that the Patriots are going to beat the shit out of the Colts. It was a 10.5-point spread. Then you have the Patriots coming off. They're 2-2, so you know they're just going to start slaughtering people. Then
I
you
mean,
have...
yeah, but this time they're it's like they took the fucking glove off and loaded her up with a bunch of quarters and bitch-slapping folks. Because, I mean, they came from the fucking worst to first real fucking
fast.
Well,
that's what I'm trying to say, man. You know, they're just going to fucking kill and slaughter people. Then you got Julian Edelman coming back, which he missed. I didn't notice, he missed some easy-ass passes today. He's probably knocking off the dust or whatever. But,
yeah, but still.
But I think fucking Tom Brady threw a touchdown pass to every wide receiver he has tonight.
Fuck, he threw a touchdown Cordell? Pass to every. You get a touchdown. He's like Oprah out there.
You get a touchdown.
You
get a
touchdown pass. And you get a touchdown pass.
Cordell Patterson got one. Josh Gordon got one. Did Edelman get one?
No.
Okay, so I was going to say, like, he...
James White got one.
Running back. So, I mean, like, he spread the ball around. Holy
Sony fuck. Michelle got one.
He the man. He the man. He the man. He the man. So, coming back to who the Vikings play on Sunday. I don't
Vikings
care. All right,
playing.
So we're going to move on to the...
Bitch, I'll kill you. They play in Philly. It's going to be a fucking...
God, you guys have a hard schedule, dude. I have a really, 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 really good feeling that you guys are going to start out 1-3-1. Ugh.
I'm going to punch you in the dick.
Ugh, think about
that. We're taking it to the fucking Eagles.
Last year,
I... taking it to them.
Told you guys over and over and over again. You know how hard it is to get to the NFC Championship game? That was your guys' moment. That was your chance. No fucking way you guys are making it back there. I'd be surprised if fuckers make playoffs at this point. Your schedule is so hard. Like,
we're going to fucking do it, man.
And not only that, no Everson Griffin. That's a captain of your fucking
defense.
We're
going to get it figured out, man. We're going to get it figured out. I'm just like...
The
Vikings are a viable. I mean, Christ, we're only 4 weeks into the season. Now we're going on to 5, and right. Yeah, we've had some fucking weird shit going on. But you know, it's the same situation like we were talking about before. It's going to take a while for the quarterback to warm up to the team, and vice versa.
It's
not going to happen over camp. It's
I know that's why
it's
got to
happen in the trenches
really
during the regular season.
Freaking stupid when you guys already had that in the Case Keenum, but that's a whole nother story. You know who I really like in your guys' division? The fucking Bears. Holy shit, that defense! Wait till they play you guys. They're gonna beat the shit out of Kirk. Khalil Mack is a fucking beast, and then of course you have Aaron Rodgers, which is Aaron Rodgers. Like that's all you got to say there. But like that game was really close with you guys. But man, the Bears, dude.
All
they
I got
are
to,
there. They
all
are quarterback.
I got to say,
they're a quarterback away. Like,
all I have to say is fucking Danielle Hunter and motherfucking Sheldon Richardson.
Yeah, whatever.
In fucking Trubisky's guts like a motherfucking. Oh,
what does their record say right now? 1-2-1. Yeah, and I come on, you guys aren't gonna beat the Eagles.
Yeah, we are.
I bet it. I mean, like we could just do like a we'll do an innocent bet. Like you want to do like a 3-shot of Hennessy bet for the next show?
Deal.
You want to do a deal like that, and then we'll record it? Okay. I'll do that. All right.
It's a Hennessy bet.
Hennessy bet. We're going to record that one and put that. That'll be like our first video on Instagram. Will be Eric chugging 3 shots of Hennessy back to back to back.
And we're going to have interesting bets like that, too. Like, we're going to do switch it up like shots of Sriracha. And
yeah.
Jordan will be a real big fan of that one.
Jordan, literally, dude, I have video of the, if you guys watch the Shane Dawson, the Logan Paul and KSI fight. If you watch that fight, like, he couldn't do another shot of Sriracha, and his fucking fiance puts a fuck ton of Sriracha in a big shot glass, just pounds it, looks at the camera like nothing. Jordan did it, he threw up in his sink. He threw up in his sink, and obviously it's from the trying to do the challenge before. I've watched that video over and over and over again, Jordan. You got through the little tip of the fucking, the Sriracha bottle on the top. Not talking shit, because obviously I couldn't do it. But you only got to like this much. How much did you drink? Do you feel like you drank? Those bottles were a pound.
Probably drank like a quarter.
A quarter of a bottle? You guys think you drank?
They're full to the top.
This is why we need cameras. So cameras coming soon, but like this is where I would have Jordan pull up the video and then we would stop and zoom in on that bottle. If you guys are still listening, anybody makes it this far, seriously, leave a comment on how much you think he drank in the bottle. Take even a little fucking picture of it on the side. And if you guys are siding with Jordan, side with Jordan. If you're siding with me, side with me. But anybody going that far, Jordan's going to send you his Sriracha t-shirt.
The one he wore during his epic failure.
Yes. I'm just going to keep giving away all Jordan's shit. I gave away his fucking gift card. Now it's close.
And keep looking out now, too. We're going to start putting up some crazy videos and shit like right. that because we're going to have a lot of fun. It gets cold as fuck here in Minnesota in the winter, but we're going to do some crazy shit this winter. We're going to have some good times. We're going to put up some fucking videos, and we're going to do some crazy shit. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe. You guys want to... We love you guys. We do this shit for you guys.
We ain't cutting out without talking about the Chargers first.
And fuck whoever... your Chargers and the ass. Nobody cares
about... We have the Raiders coming up.
Phillip Rivers doesn't even give a shit about the Chargers
anymore.
All I got
to say is we have more wins than you guys this year. And I want to bet you guys real quick before we close out the show, too. What were you going to say, Jordan?
Whoever comments CTS on this video gets Mark's new Cadillac.
Yeah, so really quick, before week 8, do you guys want to get on this bet too? By the time week 8 is over, the Chargers will have more wins than the Vikings too. It's only a 1-win difference between us now.
I was even going to comment earlier to you, I'm 100% in on that bet.
Okay, so what do you guys want to do for a bet on that?
I think it should be a fucking shot of something really hot, like fucking... More than Sriracha. Like, we're talking about...
Double shot.
Like, Scottish bonnet type shit.
Okay, so we'll do a double shot of something extremely, extremely hot, and we will record it. And we'll make a short video of it. And maybe we'll add a little bit some to it. Like
the
maybe
hot
like,
bet.
Like a hot chip or something like that. Jordan, are you in on that? Or do you think that are you going to be realistic and know that the Chargers aren't going to obviously have more wins than the Vikings?
I'm not really for taking shots of hot shit, but I know the Vikings are going to beat the Chargers.
So you're out of this one, but you'll watch Eric do it?
Watching Eric do this one.
Okay, all right. So we're shaking hands on this too, yeah. Eric. Now, we need to keep him fucking accountable for that. When he loses this bet, he is going to do it, and we're going to record it.
I'll man the fuck up. I'll do it.
I can't say I'm going to watch Eric do it because I'm a Vikings fan, so I really hope Mark has to take these shots.
So it'll be like 1, 2, 3, do it.
Be kind of like that bet we had a couple of podcasts ago where Mark said that the old Denver Broncos are going to win more games than the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm still holding true to that one, too, because as of right now, they have more wins.
Yeah.
And Case Keenum's right there stat-wise. And
Case Keenum sucks balls stat-wise. The fuck you talking about? He's got shit.
I know
what
all
his
he
fucking
has
record is. He has not thrown a touchdown pass yet this year.
All
they
he has
almost
is
lost to the Raiders.
All they have, it's a division game, guys.
245 passing yards.
Division game,
that's
guys.
It. No, what? That look at his shit
season,
right now.
All season.
Look at his shit.
He
right
has
now.
More than 245 passing yards through week
and
4.
No
Eric.
Touchdowns.
Eric, please come on. You gotta realize that it's more. I want to say he probably has close to 1,000 yards passing.
Let's take a look here.
There's no way he has no touchdown passes. You're stoned.
Zero touchdown passes.
Zero?
Mm-hmm.
No. Are you looking at that? Or are you saying?
No, there's one.
Yeah. See?
When? Which one?
And one fumble. He's been sacked 9 times.
Jeez.
See the stats.
How many yards, passing yards? Pretty easy. I think all we got to do
is. Oh, wait,
is
it does say it. He has 3 passing touchdowns.
3 passing touchdowns.
He's got 988 yards, 3 passing touchdowns, yeah. 6 interceptions.
Yeah. That's crazy.
16 rushing yards. Way to go.
Who cares? About the rushing yards.
He hasn't lost any fumbles yet, though.
Well, coming up, I'm just saying, he had the chemistry with the Vikings, though, and you guys just, like, tossed it all up for Kirk. No wins in the playoffs, Cousins.
Kirk Cousins is the better option.
Kirk Cousins is Tony Romo.
Kirk Cousins has a better record
Cousins
than Keenum does this
Tony
year.
Tony fucking Romo.
You're Tony Romo.
All right, so do you guys have any other things you wanted to add? I know you tried closing out the show before, but we can't do that without talking about the Chargers and how we're 2-2, and we're going to be 3-2 after we beat the Raiders this week.
Who's going to win, Conor McGregor or
Oh, yeah. You know what? I am going to go against the grain. I love you, Conor McGregor, and your proper 12 Irish fucking whiskey, mate. But I'm going to go with Conor. I'm going to go with Khabib.
Make some little UK in with your...
I know, right? I can't do it. Look, UK and
Australia. You fucking... You can't put the goddamn... Whatever the fuck you were doing in there. In the fucking...
That's my
mate.
Own,
there
my
ain't
own.
No fucking mates in Scotland.
My own language, mate.
Anyways.
I go Khabib. Eric, you're going?
I'm going McGregor.
You're going McGregor? Jordan?
McGregor all the way.
All right, man. So it's going to be 1-2. So real quick bet on that. Let's do a Saturday bet on that. We'll make that'll be a video as well. Saturday bet will be, how about
rim jobs?
Two shots of whiskey. No. Tequila. Let's do what are those called? With the so you do a shot of tequila and a shot of Tabasco right after or in it, half and half. They're called
Fireball.
Nah, goddamn, something like Sand Devil. So I will look up the name. But we're gonna take a shot.
Prairie Fire.
Fuck yeah! So we're gonna do a shot of tequila followed by a shot of Tabasco sauce with a little bit of lime, baby. So you guys in on that? Shaking on that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Khabib for the win. Khabib for the win, and he's taking that. So we have three videos coming up. Real quick recap. We did a three bets. We got Conor McGregor fight, fighting Khabib. I'm taking Khabib. Jordan's taking Conor McGregor. Eric's taking Conor McGregor. We bet a prairie fire on that. Tequila, hot sauce.
I like those, though.
Oh, me too. I actually like it. I just know Jordan ain't going to like it. And the second bet was going to be that the Chargers, by week eight, have more wins than the Minnesota Vikings. And what did we bet on that?
On that one, I think, did we bet? What the fuck did we bet on that one?
I know we did three shots of Hennessy for this week's game, right?
Yeah.
For the Eagles. So, Eagles, Vikings, three shots of Hennessy. Oh, my God. Short-term memory loss.
I think it was three shots of something hot.
Oh, three shots of something hot, and we would add something to it. Yeah, so, that'll be kind of like a – that'll be a fun video because that'll be like an as-you-go video.
Yeah.
So, we're into that 15 minutes. So, we are closing out. We have some cool stuff coming up in the future. We'll get to that next time.
Say shit, man.
Shit.
Shitty.
So we are the Wise Guys Podcast. We talk about the things that nobody else wants to talk about.
Why?
Bye.
Because we're guys.